Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello?
Yeah, who's calling?
Sheldon, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Sheldon?
I'm
feeling any better?
Yeah, a lot better, a lot better. I was just going to start working on the book. I wanted to ask a few questions. Do you have the time?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You sent me all the pictures again, right? So I wanted to ask.
I did not send you the separate pictures. You mean the file I just sent today?
Not today. I'm talking not for health permission. I'm talking about. Do you believe I don't?
Oh yes.
So
you send those pictures.
Yeah. Do you send me all the pictures again? What I wanted to know is, do I replace all of them, or is there, because I already had most of these. So I'm kind of confused on which one I'm supposed to replace.
I don't know the answer to that. Do you know when the files were sent to you?
A week ago. You send me the cover.
I don't know why Valentina had me resend the pictures, so there must have been something wrong with the first set I sent. I don't know.
There was only one picture missing. There was one picture missing that you didn't send me, remember? That's the picture I wanted.
I don't remember.
Okay, let me confirm and check. There was... Just give me 1 second. Let me open the file, and I'll find it. To Caliber. Because I sent you guys the EPO file, there was just one picture missing. Because I didn't have the RGB for it. To be permission, you believe. I don't edit EPO.
I think I went through all of the I Believe stuff and reworked all of it, the most recent set that I sent you.
Yeah. It wasn't that
because
it wasn't
Valentina
problem
had
off.
A problem with
mm-hmm.
Valentina had a problem with the color saturation and some other issues. So I think I went back through and I reworked all of them, and then I sent you that set. I think that's what that second set is.
Let's see. I'm just looking for.
But I don't remember. I'm so fed up with this whole process that I could
trust
just,
me.
I
try to ask.
I want
her
the whole
to,
thing to just go away.
I completely understand because you've worked a lot on this, and I have the one pictures I needed. So I basically, one picture was missing that, and I have that one now. Okay.
Let me give you a heads up. She was going through a print copy of the Eddie book.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a problem with the text.
What's
where
the
it's broken wrong, it's broken incorrectly where there's an image and the sentence is not structured correctly. And I don't, the last copy I saw, we went through it, and everything was correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't have the copy in front of me, so I don't know exactly what she's talking about. But she wanted to know if it was possible to fix it. Now, since this is a print-on-demand system, it seems to me that fixing the manuscript should be possible. Am I correct in that?
Yes, it should be possible. Well, I need to know what the issue is.
Well, that's what I have no idea. I'm in my office. I'm not at my
I'll call Valentina about it, no problem.
She said there's a picture where there's a break in the sentence, and then where it picks up on the other side of the picture, it's the first word has been capitalized, which it shouldn't be, because it's a continuation of a sentence.
That
and I remember that happening in one of the drafts I did, but we corrected it, or at least I believed it was corrected. Apparently not. But I won't know until I actually look at a copy of the book, which I do not have with me.
It's been quite some time since I've actually opened that file. So it's been a while.
So I don't know. I'll have to look when I get home, but I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. But since and I told her,
no
I
problem.
Said, since it's print by demand, it's print on demand, then it should be relatively easy to
it's
swap
adjustable.
Out.
It's adjustable. It's just re-upload. It's no problem. And I'm just going through the file, and so far I don't see anything.
She said it was, there was a picture, and the picture broke the paragraph that was being written, and it ends on the end of one page, then there's a picture, and then when it picks up with a cap on the other half of the sentence.
The file that I have in front of me, the one that was last uploaded, do check when you can, because I don't see that happening anywhere. Because I made sure that's something that wouldn't happen.
Yes.
We went through pretty thoroughly on this book before getting it live.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So it's all corrected.
I spent hours. Yeah, I spent hours last night working on those damn Halford pictures. And then I put them in. I put them in a draft format of the Word file. But you know, I didn't put them in there. You know, I just put them in to get them in place so she could look at them and tell me whether they were okay or not.
Yeah.
And then what she doesn't understand is that depending upon the monitor you're looking at, the color values will change.
Yeah, I told her so many times. She doesn't get it. Because, like, so what's the main thing is that you're going to not be looking at through a PC. You're probably going to look at through a phone. Phones are usually more bright and vibrant in colors compared to most monitors. So, the picture.
Yeah, but even the print copy. I mean, I'm creating the CMYK images. I'm creating the CMYK images. I'm creating the RGB images. Now, I've set them both at 300 DPI. I said that in the email. Okay, now, EPUBs are typically 72 DPI. But in reading some of the material, you know, I've been, been researching this for God knows 5 years, that the preference now has gone from 600 DPI for paperbacks to 300 DPI.
Yeah.
That may be a reflection on the improvement in overall technology in the last 5 years. But they still say that 72 DPI is what EPUBs go at. But I decided that going through and trying to reformat everything in two different ways.
There's no need. I just do it.
So I went through and I set everything. When I did all the retouching, I based the retouching on a 7x10, letting it auto scale, so it's not exactly. Everything was set at 7, so that some of them are 9 3/4, and some of them 9.9.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have come out. A few of them came out actually at 10 inches, but most of them are in that range,
mm-hmm.
and at 300 DPI. Well, when I was putting together the Halford book, I realized that we're talking about a bleed, and I need to set my format up for 7.5 or 7.68 by 10.25 to allow for the bleed. And
yeah.
I didn't do that. So I showed her this morning, I said, that what's going to happen if you bleed these to the edge is some of the image is going to get trimmed off.
Mm.
And she didn't have a problem with that. So the amount that's going to get trimmed off isn't critical. So otherwise I would have had to go back through and reformat all the images.
No, you don't have to reformat all the images. I'm just being very honest with you here. When it comes to paperback, the minor adjustments, like do you guys feel any you've seen Eddie book, right?
Yeah, the only problem I have, I've seen the Eddie book. I haven't gone through it in detail. I've looked through
it.
No, just the images. The images look fine. I don't have a problem.
I
the only
adjustments
thing I had a
for
problem
the crim.
Was the cover. You know, the cover's off center. That's the only issue I had was that.
The cover's off center?
The the main image is off center. The left side margin is bigger than the right size margin. Right size margin.
That's odd. Because like we made it according to because like Amazon gives us a template that we have to follow.
Yeah, I know, and I built it against the template, but for some reason it got shifted to the right from the gutter. And when I saw the first copy of it, I said the cover's wrong. But I'm not, you know, again, it's something that I would notice. It's not something the average reader would notice or pay attention to.
Yeah. So I'm going to finish up.
And I've reached the point now with Valentina where I'm going to just buy her the fucking Photoshop and let her do her own damn retouching.
I keep telling her
she
that.
She has no conception of how much work it takes to retouch.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one of those images in HAL4 where there's a whole bunch of those little green men on the ground, and I can see what the image is, and it's where the women are falling down, I think. No, not where the women are falling down, where the women are with the kids among the flowers, and the little green men on the ground. Well, the green men on the ground, that's different. Their color is different than another drawing she did of little green men on the ground with the women falling down, the little green men. Well, she wanted the colors to be the same. The dirt is also a different color. And I said to her, I said, that's your fault because you weren't careful with the colors of the paint you were using when you created those two images.
But that's the point. It's an illustration. It's a base illustration. I told her before that if there's a variation of color, that is understandable because you painted them not on a system. You painted them physically. So it's okay to have a variation of colors. It's natural. That gives the real feel.
Last night I went in and retouched all those little green men on one of the images.
Scott,
I was going to do the dirt,
should just
too.
Wake up and just tell her, I had amnesia. I just can't remember how to do this.
I told her, I don't want to do this. I said, I'll buy you the program. You can learn how to do it. I spent too many years doing this shit. And also, I'll be absolutely honest with you. I don't like dealing with creative people anymore. I'm a creative. I was a writer, and retouching. I was a professional photographer at one time in my life. I don't need this shit. I'm retired. And I spent 20 years in the advertising business. You learn to not like dealing with prickly, egocentric, creative people.
Where you have to,
and you're in that position because you have to deal with her and you have to deal with me.
Yep.
And I've been there where you are from the business standpoint.
Yeah.
And when you get away with it and do your own thing, where you are your own critic, that's okay.
But that's true.
This is not, you know, if this were my creative product, it would be a different issue. The other issue I have, and I'll be absolutely honest with you, is that I've been trying to get her for the last 3 years to go take some courses in illustrating. She has good creative ideas when it comes to doing her drawings and her ideas. She doesn't have the technique. And I was telling her, look, you go and you take the courses and you get the technique. I said, you've got the talent. You've got the talent. You can think up these situations and lay them out in a drawing. The drawings just are not good enough to be considered a full-blown illustration. But then again, there's a lot of illustrations in kids' books which are actually worse than what she does.
It's true.
So go figure, you know. But for me, part of it is cleaning up. You know, if she got her technique down, then I wouldn't have to do so much of the retouching and the cleaning up. And even when I do some of the cleaning up, she doesn't, you know, why are you spending so much time? I said, when I finally told her, I said, because your painting is sloppy. And I have a problem with that. Anyway,
that
I'm sorry,
must have been an interesting conversation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole thing that I had to remind her on this whole Halford thing is that she did all the paintings, I did all the photography on it, and I was beginning to do the retouching, and she got her nose out of joint, and I said, okay, fine, you do it. So that first set of images that went for in that initial manuscript, I didn't do those. She did those with her vaunted,
I
you
remember
know,
that.
Whatever her editing program was that she was using, which was some, you know, one of these stock editing programs.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't do it. The second set, I did it. I retouched all of them.
It's okay
and
to take a step back sometimes, Scott. It's okay to take a step back.
I'm gonna do more than take a step back. I'm tired of it. Anyway.
But for now, I don't
think... So what can I do for
you now? I don't think we'll need any retouching going further. I'm just going to finish this up. The only thing I might need from you, sadly, is whenever you can you send me the images that you put on Halfor? Because if you have changed the images for Halfor, I don't really, honestly, don't feel there's a requirement to change it for the EPUB, but if you have made them.
You need the original, the ones I worked on.
Yeah. But I don't, honestly
I
speaking,
you,
there's
no
requirement on
draft.
The EPUB. Yeah.
I sent you a word draft today of Halfor with all of the new images in it.
Yes, those are CMYKs,
okay, now,
right?
They're all CMYKs,
yep.
Yeah. But I have that same full set as RBGs. I can send you all of them, the CMYK and the RBGs. I have them at home in a file.
I don't require the CMYK, the RGBs or Delta.
Okay, so I'll send you the RMGs, the RBGs when I get home.
Okay, perfect.
So you probably won't get them until tomorrow.
No problem. I'll finish up, you believe, today, and I'll finish up help for tomorrow because I want to get this published by the end of the month, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gods willing and the creek don't rise.
Oh, let's hope this works out. Well,
it's an old country,
mm-hmm.
old country saying, a farmer saying, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the God. Normally, it would say God willing, and the creeks don't rise. But since I'm not a believer, I say the God's willing, and the creeks don't rise.
True.
I mean, when you figure there are 3,000 gods in the world today, if you count all religions and beliefs, it's hard to pick out one and say that's the one that covers everybody.
There is, like,
anyway,
there's always going to be conflict. It's not like, and there's always going to be conflict, you know.
That's all myth. It's all myth.
It's part of being
that's
human conflict.
Yes. Yes, you need something to explain the unexplainable, so you
yeah,
give
it
to a
yeah, brings
superpower.
Innovation. Conflict has brought innovation. If there wasn't a conflict in science, there wouldn't be any innovation. There's, there's a belief that there's...
We don't even have to talk to humans. We can just look at different primates, and we can see the same kinds of aggressive behaviors and selfishness and greed that goes on in those higher forms of apes that
yep.
go on in human beings.
Yep.
They did this just a quick one before you ring off. Jane Goodall was studying her chimpanzee community, and one of the was it Jane Goodall with the yeah with the upland apes the gorillas, and there was one of the gorillas, and they had this experiment. They had this container, this metal container that had bananas in it, and they would at certain times of the day they would allow the apes to go and get bananas out of this container.
Mm-hmm.
So as an experiment, what they decided to do is that they would create a pile of bananas. Instead of putting them in a container and restricting who could get at and how many they could get, they took all the bananas and they put them in a pile on this open area. The biggest gorilla went and sat on the pile and made everybody come to him. And then he decided how many bananas he would give them and whether he would give them a banana at all. And that was the first hard evidence they had that this whole thing about greed and power is not restricted to just humans.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an interesting piece of information to come out with. So when I, you know, when I read that research, I said, oh, yeah, okay, so we're all a bunch of apes.
Basically, yeah, at the base, pretty much.
Anyway.
You know, Neanderthals and all.
Well, so I will try and send that to you tomorrow, and you let me know if you have any issues that you need to talk to me about.
Yep. I think we should be good by tomorrow. I should get the final files ready by tomorrow, and we should be good to go. Okay?
Okay, so we still need to go through and approve all of it, so we don't have any.
Yeah,
any hiccups.
I'll do a single proof as well, because I believe that it's mostly proof read. All I need to do is format it mostly. So I think all's good.
Yep. All righty.
Yes, I'll get in touch with
look
you.
Look forward to it.
Day after. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
You're
Take
feeling
stuff.
Better?
Yeah, a lot, man. A lot. It's been a lot.
Would you mind telling me exactly what the issue is that you're struggling with? Is this long COVID that you've got?
No, it's not long COVID. It's basically, it was an escalated chest infection. I was getting congestion constantly in my lungs.
You're not a smoker, are you?
I hate smoking.
Yeah, you know, because when Valentina said that you were having lung issues, I thought, it could be long COVID, because that's one of the side effects of a COVID infection.
Well, I had COVID in 2020 December, so that's.
How serious was your COVID?
It was hellish.
Yeah. So, and they don't think that this is related?
No, they don't.
Because that's just to give you a heads up. That's one of the things that they're discovering is that some of these respiratory issues that are starting to crop up are related to the original COVID infection. So that's something you might want to mention to your doctor, that some of the current research is showing a connection.
I'll talk to him.
And it may have an impact. Yeah. You take care of yourself, okay?
I will. Thanks, man. You too. Take care.
You bet.
I'll talk to him.